you going to contradict the man?
Yeah. Now, would you say she didn't used to be or she usedn't to be?
Oh, it didn't used to be.
Yeah. And this person is careful, and the opposite of that is not careful, but...
Uncareful, no.
Yeah, or
careless.
Sure. And if something's very peculiar, you might say it's peculiar, you might say it's strange or quick.
They got a word up here to use, but I can't remember it. I mean, that I wouldn't use it, but they got a word up here to use it, but I don't know.
Queer?
Queer, that's still not it, but I don't know what it is. I don't remember.
Okay. A person who's easily offended, you might say that person is awfully...
His feelings hurt easy.
Yeah, that's the kind of person you know. Would you use something like touchy or feisty or tetchy? Or
touchy would be the word.
All right. And a person who was touchy, you'd say he got awfully... When he was offended, he got awfully... Do something like mad, head up, or ashy, ugly, owly, angry?
Well, an angry word I would use.
Or a person who gets all excited, you might say keep...
Quiet.
Or keep
calm.
Yeah, so...
I say keep quiet, but keep calm. When you
okay. The person works hard all day. He says, I'm really...
tired.
All right. He's all...
This tired is what I do. Yeah.
How about worn out or wore out or...
Well, I'd tell him that to like Professor Balls. He's wore out.
Okay.
89 years old.
Okay, yeah. a little girl had to come home from school because she got... At school, she got or took. Would you say she took sick or she got sick?
She got sick.
Okay. And he's been sick for a while, but he'll be well again. Would you ever use by and by? She'll be well by and by, meaning.
Never use by and by.
Okay.
She'll be well.
All right. Little boy comes home. He has a what?
Cold.
All right. Yes, he, at school, he.
Coughs.
Yeah. And he, would you say he caught a cold or he caught cold or he took cold?
I say he caught a cold.
Okay. And a person talks like this.
Horse.
Okay. And the alarm clock rings in the morning, and you might say to your wife or to yourself, it's time to...
Get up.
All right. And someone else there, your son or someone, is still sleeping. You say, I'd better
call William.
Yeah, I'd better...
Shake him.
Yeah. Okay, would you use rouse him or wake him up, probably?
I'd use awake.
Okay. Wake him up?
I'd wake him up.
Okay. And a doctor brought you some pills, and he came over about a week later, and the pills were still all in the bottle, and he might say to you, haven't you your medicine, haven't you?
Haven't you took your medicine?
Okay, and you say, This morning, I...
I'd say, well, across
yes,
I took one this morning.
Sure. And a person can't hear, he's...
Death.
And a person works out in the hot sun all day, and he...
Sunburn.
And the water pours down his forehead.
Sweating. Perspiration. Okay. We say sweating.
Okay. And a large discharging sore would be a large...
Discharging sore. I don't know what it'd be besides cancer.
No, something like a boil or a rising.
Oh, boil. Well, we have boils. Yeah, a boil.
You ever use rising? A rising.
Not much, a boil.
Okay, what's inside of a boil?
It's a core in there, I guess. It's a core.
And
it has to get ripe.
Yeah, that liquid is called.
And then it gets ripe and you mash it out.
And what do you mash out?
The core. It'd be, I don't know what it'd be. The, I don't know what you'd call what you
well,
mash out.
Well, you call it matter, corruption?
Matter, corruption.
Or pus.
I'd call it a corruption.
Okay. And a person gets an infection in his hand. He said it in his hand got larger. You'd say his hand...
Well, his hand was infected, I don't know.
Yeah. Mind. Well, would you say it swole up or it swelled up?
I say his hand swelled up.
Okay, and his hand was?